this is a combination of clients I've worked with in this situation, my own life, and people that I know. It just all came together over the years.
Now, you've put this out, an A to Z dating guide for lasting love. Using letters of the alphabet, came up with words and then kind of went from that. I wanted to, since we'll start with A, and that kind of sets the stage for a lot of things we can talk about. So for A, you have A is for ambivalence, anxiety, attitude, awareness, and awesome. I'm glad you at least ended in an awesome, because those first three seem a little bit on the, I don't want to say negative side, but that's sort of what prevents people, I guess, from maybe looking into marriage. Let's take us, what are we ambivalent about when it comes to marriage?
Well, let's look at the way the world is now. There's such a high divorce rate for first marriages and even higher for later marriages. So a lot of people have, a lot of us have grown up with parents who divorced, or people have already divorced themselves. So naturally there would be some kind of fear of what am I getting into here? Is this going to work out if I get married? Or am I going to end up getting hurt like I've seen so many people get hurt? And on the other hand, there's this strong yearning to connect with someone, to have a lifelong partner and a wonderful kind of relationship. Not perfect, because life has ups and downs, but overall a great relationship. So part of us wants to have this kind of connection, and part of us is afraid. That's ambivalence.
So that takes us to the attitude, I guess. Is that kind of the cure to that, or at least a little bit of that? Is what your attitude is?
Attitude is so important, because our thoughts often determine our behavior and our perception of the world. So if I'm thinking, oh, all the good men are married, there's nobody for me, then I'm going to naturally be screening out the men who are good, available candidates for marriage. Our thoughts are really, really important. So if that's my attitude, it's going to get in my way. And even though, as you say, Bruce, these first A's, except for awesome, maybe they don't sound very positive, it's really, really important to find out what are the obstacles that are getting in my way, so that one by one I can confront them and give myself more positive life-affirming and relationship-affirming messages.
So that's a little bit of self-evaluation, right? You kind of have to determine, how do I feel about it, and what can I do for this?
Absolutely, yeah. Becoming conscious of what we're doing. And that can be difficult, because birds of a feather tend to flock together, as the saying goes. So if somebody has all their friends are thinking the same way, oh, it's just so impossible, then that message gets reinforced. So part of developing a good attitude is finding people who have the kind of attitude we'd like to develop and let them mentor us.
We are talking today with Marcia Naomi Berger. The book is called Marriage Minded, an A to Z dating guide for lasting love. You also talk about the benefits of being married. These are scientific benefits, right, for the most part, or how do they come to
determine that? It's been researched that there are a lot of health benefits and psychological benefits of being married. Overall, because we're assuming these are good marriages, marriage people are happier, more optimistic, live longer, are healthier, fewer colds and downs health-wise.
Talk, I guess, a little bit about dating now versus maybe even when you started some of this. Is it changed, or is it all sort of the same? It's just maybe the context and how it goes about, but it's still really the same process it's been over years.
I think it's the same process when people are conscious about why they're dating. I think probably way, way back when, this is my thoughts about it. I don't have scientific evidence for it, but I think that in the past, people were dating with marriage in mind, more likely. Now there's different kinds of dating. There's recreational dating. There's dating more for sex, companionship, and then there's dating with marriage in mind. So I think the change is now that the consciousness has changed, where people can have a lot of what we might call, or they might think, are benefits of marrying without actually marrying. It isn't the same, but the way the culture has changed, because it's so acceptable to have sex, to have children without being married now, dating is not as clearly designed for getting married if people aren't thinking that way.
So let's take your title, Marriage Minded. How do you get in that mindset? How do you also make the partner determining that as well? What are the, what kind of, like, is it a questionnaire? Do you kind of just have to hint around things? How do you kind of get to that direction?
How do you go from dating toward marriage?
Right.
Try to relax, relax while dating, get to know the person, know what you want. That's very big, is to know what you want. In my book, Marriage Minded, I ask people to make a list of what are the qualities that they want in a marriage partner. What qualities do they have to offer that a marriage partner will appreciate? And then where's our room for improvement ourselves? Added things we'd like to change. So if we know what we want, that's a very big first step. And it isn't a matter of giving a questionnaire. It's a matter of hanging out with somebody and seeing how we are together in different situations, paying attention to evidence of good character traits, because this is probably the, and when you look at the whole big picture, chemistry is very important, but that can go away if there's not good character traits to support the relationship as a lifelong one.
How do you approach dating / the being marriage minded at different ages or different points? Maybe this, you've already been married once, so you're, now you're kind of get backing into a dating, looking maybe to have companion or marriage, as opposed to somebody who's younger. How does that play differently, I guess, through this?
I think older people may be more cautious if they've lost somebody, if they've lost a partner through divorce or death. I think the process is similar in that you want to get to know the person in different situations. And younger, older, a lot of it depends on the person. I've talked to young people who are dating with traditional values, and there's always been dating with different kinds of experiences. But like I said, in the past, I think most people were dating with marriage in mind, and now there's the whole gamut of why people are dating, different reasons and different expectations.
The book is an A to Z guide, a dating guide for lasting love, called Marriage Minded. We're talking today with Marcia and Naomi Berger. The letter that I kind of find most interesting, or one, is J. You have journey and joy. Talk about those two, if you could.
Oh, I love journey, because it's so important to view marriage as a journey, as opposed to, well, now we had this wonderful wedding and we can just coast along. It isn't like that in a good marriage. It's a continual growth experience. You're getting to know the other person. You don't know the person totally ever, probably. But as you go through life together, and it's a good connection, it's a trip. It's a trip from being just me to being, we have this relationship that we're going to cultivate over life, and that means that we both stay aware of ourselves and also of the other person and of the relationship. And this is, it's really a wonderful challenge, because it brings so much fulfillment emotionally and spiritually.
Joy is the other part of that too, and I guess that's is gratitude part of that, or what do you see for that? I mean, are you looking for the joy, trying to remember what it was, or how do you keep that going?
The joy is in the connection that ideally is present virtually all the time. You know, it's unconscious a lot of the time, but it's in recognizing what we are grateful for. Because it is easy to get into an attitude of, this person's annoying and da-da-da-da-da. And we all are annoying, so that's something else that I put in the book. Rabbi Yosef Richard says everybody's annoying, so you find the person who annoys you the least and you marry that person. But we don't focus on that part. We focus on what's going well and what we're contributing to each other's lives.
Yeah, sometimes you wonder, how did that person ever marry me? Because after a while you think, I, you know what I mean?
Both ways.
You're right.
Yeah.
But that's also part of sort of knowing yourself, but also, appreciating and just understanding what you bring to the relationship then, too.
Yeah, that's the idea is 80% is what you are contributing to the relationship. If we're tending to blame a partner and expecting them to fix it all, that doesn't work out too well. But we have tremendous power if we're willing to harness it to make things work well.
This book works well for also people who are married, right? I mean, it sort of has a guide, maybe in a sense, too?
I think so. I think it's I've written it with, especially with single women in mind, but the same kinds of skills to keep a relationship good will apply if you're married, if you're single, if you're a man, or if you're a woman.
One of the things you have in here, which probably is online, you know, the dating, the way dating is being done. What can you speak on that?
Yeah, that is a big difference in the way dating is now compared to the way it used to be. And I personally know of several marriages that have come through online dating, so I would encourage people to be open to it, and also, of course, to be careful, because probably most of us have heard horror stories about people who are not representing themselves accurately or asking for money, so you may have to sift through a lot of people, but, you know, I know some excellent marriages that resulted from online dating.
Right. If you meet somebody at a club or at a bar, you could have the same kind of poor encounter as you can online. You just have to realize that just because you see it in print or whatever, it's not always true, and keep yourself sort of aware. Have those senses that you need about yourself.
Right. And a lot of people now, before they'll meet in person, they'll check the person out. They'll look at how they present themselves on social media, and maybe even ask for references. I know a couple that did that I wrote about them in the book, too, because they had been disappointed. They had bad experience. They both ended up, being open about it. And they were willing to give names of people that each could call up and talk to verify that these are good people. And they've been married for around 20 years now. They have 4 kids. They're happy.
With references. That's something new I never really thought about. You sometimes just know somebody who knows somebody, but, you know, to put it in those contexts, it is kind of like a job interview sometimes, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is in a probably a more casual way, because you have a lot more time to get to know the person than a half hour or hour job interview.
Again, the book is called Marriage Minded, an A to Z Dating Guide for Lasting Love. Our guest today has been the psychotherapist and relationship expert, Marcia Naomi Berger. We appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about this book or even some of those workshops that you're involved with, how do they do that?
Oh, they can go to Marriage Meetings with an S on the end, marriagemeetings.com.